that were highly critical of the Trump administration. Kim Darroch stepping down today, telling the UK's Foreign Office the current situation's made it impossible for him to do his role effectively. President Trump recently tweeting that Darroch was a very stupid guy.
Congratulations, you're everything we've come to expect from years of government training.
That's actor Rip Torn, appearing in one of the Men in Black films. He's died at the age of 88.
And now, if you'll just follow me, we have one more test to administer.
Torn, best known for his role on HBO's The Larry Sanders Show. Forecasters now say there's a 90% chance that a tropical depression will form in the Gulf of Mexico this week. A federal appeals court has just dismissed a lawsuit against President Trump that alleged he had violated emoluments clauses in the U.S. Constitution. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
An investigation continues into the death of an Indiana toddler who fell out of an 11th-story window on a cruise ship. Attorney Michael Winkleman represents the girl's family.
This was one of Royal Caribbean's older ships. This was a 2006 ship. It's my understanding at this point that all of the newer ships, they do not have the same configuration, and they do not have the ability to allow passengers to open whatever window they want in these public areas. So it hasn't even been 48 hours since the incident.
Billionaire Ross Perot has died at the age of 89. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Now, Perot was known for his straight-talking approach during his White House run in 1992, as illustrated in this clip from a debate.
To those of you in the audience who are business people, pretty simple. If you're paying $12, $13, $14 an hour for factory workers, and you can move your factory south of the border, pay a dollar an hour for labor, hire a young 25, that's assuming you've been in business for a long time, you've got a mature workforce. Pay a dollar an hour for your labor, have no health care, that's the most expensive single element, making a car, have no environmental controls, no pollution controls, and no retirement, and you don't care about anything but making money, there will be a giant sucking sound going south.
Perot also had this memorable line from CBS's Face the Nation.
And again, every time you get into, see, I'm the only guy that talks numbers. I love this. Nobody else will even talk about it. It's like a crazy aunt in the basement. Everybody knows she's there, but nobody talks about it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
The weather for Hunterdon County. I need to find the weather for Hunterdon County. Today will be mostly sunny with a high near 89. The winds will be coming from the west around 7 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 65. Thursday, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly after 3 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 84. Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms likely, and Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Friday night, more showers and thunderstorms. However, Saturday will be sunny with a high near 88. And Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high near 89. Looks like a lovely weekend ahead of us. It is currently 89 degrees.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am a licensed professional counselor. That means I have my master's in counseling, and I'm also nationally certified as a counselor. I have a small practice here in Flemington. Sorry. And I have been a counselor for over 35 years. So I've been doing Counselor's Chat for probably almost as long as Counselor's Chat has been around. So 8 years, 9 years, something like that, which really impresses me. However, I do have my little commercial in the beginning. It says you can find me on the web at www.altarole.net. It's altarole.com. So it's Altarole with two L's, A-L-T-A-R-O-L-L, counselor, O-R.com, to find out a little bit more about what I do. So I do Counselor's Chat for a number of reasons. Primarily to talk about good mental health issues, and to also remove the stigma around going into counseling. Being a licensed professional counselor, I needed to be proficient in 9 areas of counseling. It's different from social work, though clinical social workers do extra work to do counseling, but licensed professional counselors, our sole purpose is to counsel. And we have a lot of ethics, a lot of laws that we must follow, a lot of guidelines. We need to know different theories and therapies to use. We need to know things about confidentiality and all kinds of really important things to make counseling a productive and safe place for you. When you come talking about depression, anxiety, addiction, couples counseling, oh, so many things. So if you want to go on Facebook and look under Counselor's Chat, that is the name of this show, you can find other shows that I have done and look up other topics such as depression, addiction, alcoholism, meditation, and mindfulness. There's so many different topics. But today, my topic is about boredom. And I thought about what topic I was going to choose today, and we're sort of in that middle of the summer. Kids are maybe going to camp, maybe they're not going to camp, they're at home. I don't know what to do, I'm bored. And, you know, we all sometimes struggle with that feeling of boredom. And so what is boredom exactly? We might think it's just, I don't know, I don't have anything to do, and nothing is interesting me. I don't know, I'm just kind of tired of doing anything and don't want to do anything, and yet I'm feeling uncomfortable. Because I think feeling, I mean, I know I've felt bored. I can't imagine there isn't anyone that's never felt bored. It really is a feeling. But it's nothing is really grabbing my attention. Nothing is really, I don't find anything stimulating, or I may have some projects to do, like filing, really talk about boring. It's such a boring task for me, because I don't
first of all, I don't enjoy it. I find it tedious and something that I have to do anyway, but it is a boring activity for me. It's a boring situation. So sometimes when we're feeling really stressed, we might think that we're feeling bored, but I'm stressed and I really don't have anything that's catching my attention. Sort of, I'm feeling a little anxious, a little unnerved, a little distracted, maybe. I'm feeling antsy would be another good word. I had a client who said to me a couple days ago that she was feeling antsy and really couldn't figure out what to do with herself. And sometimes there could be way too many things that we can choose from. And so, I don't know, I don't want to do that, but I don't want to do that. I'm thinking, I don't really want to do that. I don't really want to do that. I don't know. I'm just kind of antsy, bored. Nothing is really grabbing my attention. So I think that is something that we've all experienced. I'm sure we all have kids that are, "Mom, I'm bored. I don't know what to do." Right? And we say, "Go find something to do," right? So that feeling of being bored is something that comes from inside of us. It's not, as any feeling, it's not that there's something going on in our environment specifically that is boring. It is something that is coming from inside of us. We are feeling sort of like a lack of purpose at the time. I don't feel like I have anything to do. I don't feel like anything is exciting. Anything is stimulating. And it's coming from within. It doesn't mean filing, for some people, can be a very pleasurable activity. I know when I do filing, I do work at being a little bit more mindful so that it becomes less boring. But it really is sort of, I'm going to say filing. Like, what's the purpose? And that really is, one of those things for me. Some people find, like my husband, he would say dusting is probably the most boring activity that you could come up with, so he doesn't, which is okay because he vacuums, I dust. But it really is just feeling sort of a lack of energy, not being aroused or stimulated by anything. There's nothing that feels important enough to do with the present moment. When we have a strong feeling of boredom, it really can lead towards a sense of apathy towards life. In other words, it's just, we're bored with everything. It's sort of a nihilism, where it's just, everything is boring. That lack of purpose is not just over filing or dusting or sort of a lazy summer afternoon where there isn't anything that's really stimulating me. but it can just go across the board with everything. I have a sense of apathy towards life. What difference does it make? It is a little bit like depression, but not quite. The reality is sometimes, however, boredom can become beneficial because it will give us sort of, it's not a comfortable feeling, but it can help us look for things that we find interesting. So I wouldn't necessarily try to avoid being bored. But you can use it to your advantage. And it can actually be a little therapeutic. So I'm going to talk about that in a little bit also. So one of the things that can happen when we're bored is we can begin to have a little self-reflection. I'm noticing that I'm bored right now. There really isn't anything that is catching my interest. And so I'm beginning to notice things about myself of what interests me and what disinterests me. It then helps me make some better choices in my life. Sometimes it can actually bring thoughts and emotions to the surface because I'm not having something that's distracting me. So that's another positive aspect. Excuse me, kind of walking around, I don't know, just feeling bored, again, not interested in anything. And I may have a memory come up. You know, I remember when I was a kid, when I was bored. I remember some things that may have happened. I may have some emotions that start surfacing that being so busy and distracted has actually prevented those feelings from coming up and being that busy keeps it down. You know, when we have, come to my office, I have white noise. Two white noise machines, one in the hallway, one in my waiting room. And what that white noise does is it keeps the sound of voices from traveling. It keeps the noise down. And when we're really busy, it is in some ways like white noise. We are just always active, always busy, always running around. We don't really stop for that time of reflection. So sometimes being bored will allow that time of reflection to begin to surface. I'm walking around. I don't really want to do this. I don't want to do that. I don't know. And my mind, I allow my mind through my boredom to start wandering. Wondering about my past. Wondering about my future. Now, I'm not talking about creating things like depression or anxiety where I'm worried about my future or feeling depressed and regretful over my past, though those things might come up, but it might begin to start the process of setting some goals. I know sometimes when I'm bored, I find that I'm doing more planning, being a little bit more creative. And it might actually be a way that my mind is telling me to be a little bit more reflective. So think a little bit more about some of the needs that I have, some of the self-care things that maybe I'm not doing that I'd like to do. So it can actually sort of stimulate being bored, can actually sort of stimulate that inner reflection, which can be a very healthy thing to do. Being bored, your mind might be telling you, you know, there's areas where you can grow. And so there's potential. I can use that feeling of boredom as the potential to increase my life. What am I getting out of life? You know, I'm pacing. I'm not feeling, again, stimulated, no sense of purpose for that moment. And so it gives me that time for my brain to get a little quiet and begin to reflect and think, well, what am I doing? I'm feeling bored. Why? How come? What's going on in my life? Nothing is interesting me. What are some of the things that might interest me that I might find stimulating? What is my sense of purpose? So that's important. So I actually need to do some commercials. We have people who support the 100 in Chamber Radio through buying advertising, and it's really important that we give them their airtime, and we thank them for supporting the 100 in Chamber Radio. I will be back in a few moments with Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's show.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Well, welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. And I am talking about being bored. It's the middle of summer. Actually, it's not really, isn't it? It's summer just came like a couple weeks ago. But it feels like the middle of summer. 4th of July is over, and we have the rest of July and August. And I don't know. It's just a boring time. Or is it? So, if I'm feeling bored, if you are feeling bored, what is that telling you? Well, it might be giving you the opportunity or the invitation to recreate and reinvest in your life, in your relationships, in your world, inner, outer, both. It might even give you the opportunity to practice being more mindful. So, boredom is not the same thing as being mindful. And I've have a show that talked about mindfulness. It's not even close, but it can trigger being mindful. So I'm bored. Nothing is interesting. And the practice of mindfulness, where I'm using my 5 senses, what I see, what I smell, what I taste, what I touch, what I hear, and I start focusing on that. So I might just be, I don't know, walking around in the kitchen, just feeling kind of bored, not really hungry. I don't really want to start making dinner. I don't know. I'm going to walk around and just notice things. And look, I got some cookbooks on the bookshelf that I haven't looked at for a long time. Well, let me take a book down and start looking. And wow, that's an interesting recipe. I think maybe we'll try some. Do I have those ingredients? So it triggers activity because what it does is it does quiet the mind and it gives us the opportunity to start observing what is going on right now. Even observing, what am I feeling right now? It's not very often that we stop and ask ourselves that question. What am I feeling right now? I'm feeling bored. What is underneath that? Am I also feeling depressed? Am I also feeling anxious? Am I feeling hopeless? Or just disinterested in anything that's going on at the present moment? So that when I then notice that I'm really kind of disinterested and I decide to practice, because it's a conscious decision, I decide to practice some mindfulness, I might find that I'm actually drawn to something that I didn't notice before. I might end up doing a task that at one time I thought was a little boring. I might say, you know, now is a good time to do a little weeding because I don't really have any major thing going on. I'm going to tackle a project, read a book that I've been meaning to read, do some writing. I might say, you know what, it's just sort of a good time to sit down and journal a little bit. So I'm going to use my boredom actually as a springboard to start doing something else. I might start journaling. Oh, you know, I'm sitting here right now. I don't know. I'm kind of feeling bored and I didn't know what to do with myself, so I thought I would journal and just see what happens while I'm journaling about being bored. And, you know, I'm also kind of feeling a little unstimulated by life, just sort of, I don't know what to do, and nothing seems to interest me right now. It's just sort of a quiet time, and, you know, why is that right now? What's going on for me right now that I'm having this quiet time, this feeling of boredom, this sense of nothing is really stimulating? And next thing you know, I'm writing. Well, you know, I'm writing, and I'm actually enjoying writing. I'm actually watching my handwriting and as I'm writing, and I'm going to doodle over here. I'm going to make a doodle over here. So now I'm doodling something, and you know what? I don't know. I really like the way that looks. Let me get a piece of paper, and I'm going to do a larger doodle, and next thing you know, now I'm doing a drawing or a painting, or as I'm writing, I'm coming up with a recipe or writing down a memory. I remember when I was a kid, I remember being bored as a kid, what that felt like. It kind of feels like the same feeling now. And what did I do when I was a kid when I was bored? I'd go outside and I'd go for a walk, or I'd ride my bike. Hey, you know what? I haven't been on my bike for a long time. Let me go ride my, or let me, it's a nice day to go for a walk or a drive, or I don't know. I'm beginning now to use that boredom as that springboard to get me motivated to do something. If it brings up some feelings from your past, maybe it might be giving me a time to think about my current relationship. Now I'm writing, I'm bored, but now I'm beginning to write about my relationship and why, you know, my relationship is a little boring. Why is that? What are some things that I might want to do to start enhancing and moving my relationship forward? I might notice that, you know, even sort of in the realm of spirituality, I'm kind of flat, and I don't know. Why is that? What am I doing to stimulate my spiritual growth, my spiritual development, my connectiveness with the rest of the world? What I might find is that, you know what, I'm not giving back, okay? So I might find that, you know what, I think what I'd like to do is maybe start volunteering somewhere. Even if it's not volunteering with, there's so many things that we could do. I, for one, am a huge proponent on using less plastic. I hate it. I hate the use of all the plastic that we have. So I can start saying, you know what, let me do something about that. Let me think about what I can do. Maybe I'm going to go for a walk and take a garbage bag with me. And as I put some gloves on, and as I walk, I'm going to pick up garbage. You know, there's no reason why I have to let a road crew pick up garbage. There's garbage on around my property, or as they go for a walk or go to a park. It's just something that you choose to do. I know that when I'm in places and I see garbage on the street, I'm always picking it up and throwing it away or looking for a recycling can. Because for me, that's something for me. And so sometimes I may be feeling a little bored and I go for a walk outside and next thing you know, I'm picking up garbage. I do that often. So it can help reestablish sort of a sense of purpose. The other thing, too, when you're feeling bored, you might say, as I'm using here journaling, I'm bored. I don't know. What am I grateful for? So gratitude might start coming up. And I'm going to start making a list of things that I'm grateful for. It's something that I suggest to my clients often. Make a gratitude list. I don't know what I'm going to be grateful for. It doesn't have to be a big thing. Grateful for sunglasses on a sunny day. I'm grateful to have running water. I'm grateful to have air conditioning in the summer and heat in the winter. I'm grateful to have clothes and eyeglasses and eyelashes and teeth. And, you know, we can find that we end up with quite a long list of things that we're grateful for. And when we start doing that, it actually begins to eliminate that feeling of boredom. Because I might say, yeah, there's so many things that I'm grateful for. I have so much that I'd like to give back. So I might find that, you know what, let me give back. I'm bored. Let me clean out my closet. Wow, I have so many things in here I don't wear anymore. I'm going to donate them. You know what? I didn't realize I've been bored. I've got a lot of time on my hands. So some of us do. Some of us don't. What am I going to do? I don't know. Maybe I'll go see if I can volunteer at a senior center or a nursing home or at the hospital or at an animal shelter. So I begin to start giving back. Maybe I'm involved in my church or a synagogue. What can I do there? You know, I'm bored. I need something that's going to stimulate me. I've been working on gratitude. I want to give back. And that's a really important thing. So, you know, being bored is not necessarily a bad thing. We don't like the feeling. It's not comfortable. But it's not awful. It can be the beginning of the process of becoming more active, more grateful, more altruistic, more centered. It may be the beginning of a time of healing, going for walks, quiet time, being part of nature, helping someone cross the street that might need help. Being bored is not a bad thing. Now, if we do not move through boredom and, again, reach that place of apathy, nothing stimulates us, nothing excites us, we might want to go and speak to a therapist or a person of clergy, someone like that, someone to talk to, so that I can figure out what's going on. Why am I so bored? How come I don't feel I have any purpose? And that is a huge part, I believe, in that feeling of boredom. I don't feel like I have any purpose right now. That's why I say journaling. You know, I'm going to start journaling, or I'm just going to go for a walk and I don't know, I'm going to think about maybe making some plans or think about my past. And so it can begin the process of triggering a more meaningful life. you know, kids are bored. They get bored. There's nothing that's stimulating them. There's nothing entertaining them. Mommy, I'm bored. I need to be entertained. It's a good opportunity to tell your kids, you know what? Why don't you go outside and find something to do? Let's be creative. Let's create a story. Let's play a game. And I don't mean a video game. Let's go for a walk. Let's get on our bikes. Why don't we go to the park and walk around through, if there's a stream, let's go walk in the stream. Let's go to the beach. Let's go down to the shore and explore in the shore. So that what being bored can do, it can actually help you, the parent, get your kids to be more active in things. Get them involved in projects. Get them involved in a chore. That they might say, oh, this is so boring. Okay, it's boring. So maybe we could come up with a way to make it not so boring. So that you can actually help your children move through that feeling of being bored. A lot of times kids will say, I'm bored, because they're doing something that they really don't want to do. It doesn't mean that they're bored. However, going back to filing, I don't want to do filing, and so I find that boring because I don't want to do it. But that doesn't mean that we don't do things that are boring. But I think that it's important to allow that feeling of boredom to be a stimulant to get us to the place where we're feeling that our life has a little bit more meaning. And so it really is, what is it that I need to do, or who do I need to contact, or, you know what, one of the things, I'm feeling bored, I think I'm going to have a party. I'm going to invite people. I want something that's going to be a little more stimulating. I'm going to connect with other people. Just the feeling of being bored alone is not very appealing. However, if we allow that feeling of boredom to motivate us, and who's really, boredom can motivate us, it can actually become therapeutic in a way. And so it can help you understand who you are, begin to discover some meaning in your life. Because now, you know what, I've written a gratitude list, and I want to kind of give back. I'm going to go through my closet. I'm going to donate things. I'm going to donate some of my time. I'm going to give back to the world in some way. And now I'm feeling like I have a sense of purpose. Even if it's, you know what, I've been so bored. The house is quiet. I think I'm going to foster dogs. That's stimulating. I think I'm going to go volunteer somewhere because I happen to have time on my hands. This summer has been a quiet summer. What am I going to do with my time? Stimulating. Helps me move forward. It may help me become a little kinder towards other people. Because now I'm actively taking action in acts of kindness towards others. So it can be a strong motivator. I am going to take another commercial break. We've got a few more people to give their time to their voice. And I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. And I will be back in a few minutes.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hunterton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterton-chamber.org. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I have a small practice, counseling practice here in Flemington. I have my master's in counseling. I am a licensed professional counselor and I am nationally certified as a counselor. I have been in the field of counseling for 35 plus, I think, years. If you are interested in finding a little bit more about what I do, you can find me on the web under www.altarolecounselor.com. That's Altarol with two L's, counselor.com. And I am on Facebook. I am on LinkedIn. You can follow Counselor's Chat on Facebook and see other shows that I've done. And if you are interested in making an appointment, I work with people struggling with depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder. I work with people struggling with obsessive-compulsive disorder, lots of addiction issues. So if you are actively trying to get into recovery, get off of drugs and alcohol, give me a call. If you are in recovery and are struggling with staying sober or have other issues that are coming up now that you are sober, please give me a call. If you grew up in an alcoholic or addicted dysfunctional family, if you are codependent, if you are an enabler, if you have a friend, a spouse, a child who is struggling with an addiction, please give me a call. My number is 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. So I have been talking today about being bored. Bored. This is boring. Everything is boring. Life is boring. My kids are boring. My job is boring. So there's nothing wrong with feeling bored. It's not a very comfortable feeling. But it can be a motivator because it's not comfortable. I think uncomfortable feelings tend to motivate us to make change. And being bored is one of those things. It can encourage you to do a little daydreaming, a little planning, a little reflecting, some gaining some self-knowledge, starting to do some mindfulness, meditation, do some journaling. You know, practice gratitude. You know, one of the things that we don't do very often. And I am not a big send cards out or send notes out, but there's something about getting a note or a card in the mail, in the snail mail, that is really special because, you know, someone took the time out just to write a note, just to say, I'm thinking of you. You're bored. I don't know what to do. You know what? Let me just write some notes. Put them in the mail. The snail mail. Maybe make a phone call to a friend that I haven't talked to for a while. I know sometimes what happens is, oh, it's been like 6 months since we talked, and I don't know, I feel really weird calling now. Call. Because if you think you feel weird calling, they feel weird not calling. And people love to hear from you. So make that phone call. I have friends that sometimes we don't talk for a while, but when we do talk, it's like we just talked yesterday. I mean, we just stay so connected even when we're not connecting. And I think a lot of us have friends like that. Use your boredom to say, you know what? What can I do to give back? How can I give back? It might be something where you say, you know what? I'm finding every afternoon or early evening, I'm kind of bored. I think what I'm going to do is start an exercise routine. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to ride my bike. I'm going to join the gym. Being bored is not a bad thing. And I say this about all feelings. There's no such thing as a bad feeling. Our feelings are there to give us some insight into who we are and what we need, and maybe even what we don't need. So if I'm bored, I'm recognizing I don't really feel as if I'm having a purpose in life. And that's really sad, because we all have purpose. We may not know what it is, but being bored gives us that opportunity to start exploring, what is my purpose? What can I do? Where can I give back? Where do I need to grow? How do I need to stretch? So that you begin to gain a sense of purpose. And that sense of purpose then begins to motivate you to do bigger and better things. So often I have clients that say, I'm just not creative at all. So when I'm bored, I don't know what to do. So I believe everybody is creative. I don't think there's such a thing as an uncreative human being. It's just that I think that when I do something, it needs to be perfect. So believing that it has to be perfect prevents me from taking action. I've talked about cognitive behavioral therapies before. So if I have a belief system that says things need to be perfect, and I don't think that drawing a picture, I'm going to draw what I want to draw. It's not going to be the way I want it. It's not going to be perfect. I'm not going to do it. So I lack motivation. I have fear to take action. The thing is if I say it doesn't have to be perfect, but I want to give it a try. I'm going to see what happens if I draw. Like I said, I'm journaling and now I'm doodling over here, and I kind of like the doodle. I'm going to take a bigger piece of paper out and I'll make a bigger doodle. And not only that, I'm finding I'm enjoying it, and now I'm coloring it. Now I've actually made what is called a mandala. Okay, my doodles tend to look like chrysanthemums. They're just they're circular and they grow out and they look like flowers. Like now I have this flower. Wow, I'm going to color it different colors. I'm going to color in different things. And I'm now actually in a meditative mindfulness practice. So a mandala is a very mindful practice. It's not just getting out a coloring book and coloring. It's actually choosing the colors, looking at the shapes, just noticing how things look, crayon, if you're using a crayon, or a pen, what it feels like, and the colors that you choose. It's a mindful practice. Buddhist monks do this, and they do it with sand. They'll spend hours and hours and hours making these huge mandalas of sand. And when they're all done, they blow it away. It's about the practice of being in the moment. so that being bored, I can use that to begin that process of learning how to be in the moment. It can actually be a jumping off point. Making plans, thinking about, I don't know, I'm bored. Well, let me think about a vacation. Let me connect with an old friend. Let me think about things that I've always wanted to tackle and start tackling them. Having a talk with your children about when they're bored. I'm bored. Right. So it is saying to them, all right, well, why don't you go make a gratitude list? What are you grateful for? We'll play a game. We'll play a game of gratitude. We can say, you know what? All right, so you're bored, so let's do something that is positive. Let's go visit an animal shelter. We're not going to bring any animals home, but maybe we could see if there's something we could do there. Walk dogs, pet cats. Let's go to the park. Like I said, pick up garbage. I mean, there's so many things that we could do. Let's have a lemonade stand. And what do you think you're going to do with the money you make? Oh, I'm going to buy a game. Well, what if we donate the money to someone? Like, there are so many ways that we can, so many different services that need funding. From Wounded Warriors to St. Jude's Hospital to Tabby's Place, there's a bazillion things. So I think it's really important to use that sense of boredom that your kids might have to get them, you know, don't just say, go play a game. I'm bored. I've been playing the same game over and over. I'm tired of it. Okay, let's do something else. It's important. I'm going to have you come and help me make dinner. Why don't we make cookies and give them to the neighbor? So we can teach our children what to do when they're feeling bored, to use it as a push-off point to do something else, play a game of self-discovery, journal. It's an uncomfortable feeling, but it's not awful and terrible. Especially when we know that we can use that feeling of boredom as a way to stimulate us, which is, it sounds odd. Boredom does not sound very stimulating. But if I use it to stimulate me towards taking action in another direction in my life, I may begin to feel a greater sense of purpose. And isn't that really part of what we want to do? If I don't use my boredom, if I just allow it to just stay here and create that sense of apathy and move me into a state of depression, I can do that. I can spiral down. I'm bored. There's nothing to do. There's no one to play with. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. I'm going to eat some worms. There we go. Depression. So I can either allow it to control me, or I can say, okay, I'm really bored. What can I do with this? What is it? How is it going to, where can I put some sense of focus? So I hope this was useful. Just a little interesting side, the Happy to Help commercial, where it talked about giving back and altruism and finding ways to donate time and give back. Just was an interesting commercial. And, I think that that's really important. We don't need to be bored. However, when we are bored, we can allow that feeling to begin some introspection, to begin some motivating, and begin to step out of ourselves and beginning to connect with others. So I am Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselors Chat. Again, you can find me on the web at www.altaroll.com. Please follow Counselors Chat on Facebook. And if you would like to get some counseling, you can call me at 908-237-2899. I don't keep a waiting list. And if you're struggling, you don't need to struggle alone. And there is help. So I will be back next week with Counselor's Chat, and I wish you all a good, safe week.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the U.S. economy continues to move in the right direction.
The economy performed reasonably well over the first half of 2019, and the current expansion is now in its 11th year.
The Fed Reserve Chairman speaking during a House hearing today, he also says the labor market remains healthy.
The unemployment rate moved down from 3.9% in December to 3.7% in June.
Labor Secretary Alex Acosta will be taking questions from reporters about a plea deal he previously gave to accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein. As far as if the labor secretary should step down, Republican Congressman from California Kevin McCarthy believes,
"What I look at and seeing what Epstein is very disturbing to me. This man is even out walking around. I know the president said yesterday that he was going to look into it and review this, and I'll leave it up to the president."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046, 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc., 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492, Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The numbers regarding how many people were arrested at the U.S.-Mexico border are out for the month of June, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at them.
Federal immigration officials say there was a noticeable drop in the number of people detained at the southern border last month. Ken Cuccinelli is acting director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, and he says it's too early to start celebrating that.
It reached certainly epic proportions. Some of that has eased in June. The numbers dropped down to about 104,000.
He was speaking to Fox and Friends. There are still tens of thousands of migrants and asylum seekers being held at facilities all along the border.
A federal appeals court is dismissing a lawsuit against President Trump that alleged he has violated emolument clauses in the U.S. Constitution. The court said President Trump is not illegally profiting from foreign interests at his luxury hotel in Washington, D.C. And you're listening to USA Radio News.